Welcome to the Social Code Podcast. I'm Lauren Crawford, full-time dance instructor and wellness coach.
And I'm Leah, Lauren's go-to for all the crap that she doesn't want to deal with.
You've tuned in today because you've entered the social dance scene and you've realized that there's more to it than just skill level.
And that, my lovelies, is why we started this podcast.
We'll teach you how to navigate making friends, inevitable rejection, building confidence, avoiding awkward situations, all while being a little bit fun and cheeky.
We'll also be talking about all things lifestyle, relationships, and social dancing. So let's get into it.
Welcome back to the Social Code Podcast. It has been a while.
Hey guys, what's up?
So, big elephant in the room, which is the coronavirus is going around right now. COVID-19. So here's the thing. We'll talk about that maybe in next week's episode. We will see. Until then, let's just talk about our regular stuff. The tips that you want to know when it comes to social dancing. All right?
Yeah.
All right. And we'll talk about
the other things you can do. We're going to prepare you for later.
Later. All right. So, right now there's not a lot of social dancing going on. However, this doesn't mean that when you start social dancing again, that these things won't apply. So it's almost a great time to be able to study up on your etiquette so that when you go back into the dance world, you can just be tip-top shape.
That's right. On top of your game.
Yes.
We're excited about it.
Yes. So what are the top five tips that we have for you today for dancing with the teacher slash coach slash instructor?
What is it?
So we get this one all the time because a lot of times people either get very nervous to dance with their teacher, coach, instructor, or they are a little bit greedy.
Entitled.
Yes. That's so we're going to go through kind of like the best way to dance with any, whether it's yours or
somebody
any instructors,
else's, yeah.
Somebody visiting from a different country.
All of these are going to apply. Yep.
So first thing to keep in mind is that teachers are also just people, all right? Teachers are also just people, so you don't have to be super intimidated. Also, they make mistakes. Just like you are nervous about making a mistake, I'm sure that while you're dancing, there will be a mistake made. It doesn't matter. That's kind of what makes the dancing playful, is when you can take an error and twist it and make it into something happy.
Yeah, absolutely. I know for me, sometimes I do get nervous because I feel like there's an expectation that has to be met, especially because I'm a follow, right? Like I'm strictly a follow and I follow you and you make me look really good. And so there's this expectation of, hey, do this thing. And then I feel it. So I love when I have someone come up to me and being just genuine about wanting to dance with me, not wanting to show off per se.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
The next part is be mindful of your instructors or whoever it is that you're dancing with body.
We talked about this in a previous episode a little bit, but we're going to highlight it again because it's really important. And I think especially because this whole podcast episode is all about dancing with the teacher instructor.
Yes.
So sorry, Leah, continue. Okay. Be mindful of their body.
Yeah. It's their livelihood. It's their work tool, right? You wouldn't just like smash someone's hammer if they were a contractor, if they were like a house builder, you know what I mean? Like you wouldn't do that. So an instructor's body is what is the moneymaker, right? So we have to really respect it. We don't want to abuse it and we don't want to use it like to the point to where you're hurting them and then they can't do their job.
Exactly. I want to take that one and I'm going to do a tiny mini tangent. So I've met many very, very high-end instructors and coaches, like world top level, that actually don't even dance socially because they can't afford to get hurt and they can't afford to kind of have their body used and abused. And unfortunately, that happens a lot because people either try to show off or they're nervous. And instead of just dancing a nice, fun combination, they try to do all their tricks.
Yeah.
So let me go into that a little bit. So remember that a teacher's job is to teach. The dancing is a bonus. So an instructor's job is to teach the class, to teach you concepts, to make you a better dancer. The dancing afterwards is strictly a bonus. Not all instructors love the social dance scene, and not all instructors, like I said before, actually are even willing to dance, and I'm going to say with the general public.
Yeah.
They dance only with their partner or only with people that they know what they can expect from them so that there's no surprises and strain on their body. Now, there are some teachers that their whole reason for teaching is because they love social dancing. So being mindful of both and really paying attention to what type of teacher or coach that you're dealing with. With that, I'm going to then blend it into if a teacher says no to you, remember that it's not about you. It's about them. So a lot of times an instructor or your teacher or coach might say no if you ask them to dance, and it's very hard not to take that personally, but it's usually because they are maybe dealing with a minor injury, a twist, a tweak. Maybe they're a little bit sick. Maybe they are waiting for someone because they said that they would dance with someone and they don't want to start dancing with you because then that other person would be like, what the heck?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was next. So there's many, many reasons. And a lot of times, you know, even if you listen to our other episodes, you'd be like, well, Lauren, if you're sick, then stay home.
But funny you should say that.
But it doesn't always work that way when it comes to an instructor or coach because that is their job. If they stayed home every time they had a little tweak in their back or every time they felt a sniffle or they were sick or had a headache, they probably wouldn't dance 50% of the time. Again, because it's a lot of strain on the body. So they have to show up and they have to do their job anyway. So when it comes to the bonus afterwards, the dancing portion, you have to remember that if they say no, it's going to be difficult, but do not take it personally. I guarantee you it is about them and it's not about you.
Our next point is something that we should all remember is an incredible teacher may not be the best dancer, and the best dancer might not be the best teacher.
I like this example. We've all seen the movie Rocky,
yes,
right? And you know the coach. Yeah. That little tiny old man that was also in Grumpy Old Men.
What are you
men.
Talking about?
So you have this little tiny old man, right, that coaches Rocky. The coach, there's no freaking way he would be an incredible boxer, right? But he understands the concepts. He understands the plays. He understands, as a coach, how to make his student or his subject the best that they can possibly be. You take any Olympic athlete, their coaches cannot do double back, handspring, backflip layouts, right?
But football coaches.
Same thing. But what they understand is the mechanics, the body dynamic when it comes to things. So there's all these little elements. So because of that, exactly what Leah said, which is a great teacher doesn't mean that they're the absolute best dancer, which is important to keep in mind when you ask them to dance, right? The idea that, like, our first point, they make mistakes. It's not a big deal, right? And again, the best dancers
might not make the best instructors.
I know some great dancers. I'm not even going to say their name, but some great dancers that say to me constantly, I don't know how you do it. I try to teach every now and then I'm like, nope. I'm not freaking doing it anymore.
Are you talking about me?
I'm not actually talking about you. Like, some of the best dancers that you all listening, I guarantee you have danced with before,
yeah,
but they usually don't teach. And the reason is they'll maybe occasionally do a class and they're like, nope, fuck this. This is terrible. Because it's really hard to break down into pieces and to explain what it is you're doing, especially if it comes very natural to someone. They're just like, I don't know, you just hear the beat and you do it. That right. doesn't make a good teacher.
No, you have to be able to really understand the science behind it.
Right, so never mistake one for the other.
Correct.
Another good one is when you dance with any instructor or coach or teacher, I'm going to use those words interchangeably now, don't try to impress us or impress them with complex combinations. When you dance with somebody, especially if it's somebody that is higher up or maybe that you're a little bit nervous to dance with, that is not your time to pull out the crazy new moves that you haven't perfected yet. That is the time to use your smooth dancing, your smooth combinations, things that you're very comfortable with, because, as Leah mentioned before, their body is their daily tool to use, so you don't want to abuse that. So you really want to make sure that you are giving your smoothest dance and your most quality dance, and don't try to impress them with dips and flips and tricks and stuff that they are not expecting, because maybe you don't have time to give your best lead on for leaders, you know, and come back and forth for followers. The other thing that I say is a big no-no
is no pickup lines. Like, yes. This is not the pickup artist situation here, people. Yeah. You know, and pickup lines, like, they don't necessarily mean like you're hitting on them per se. It can just be certain things like, oh, well, like, I haven't danced with you in a while, or like, oh, you know, things like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like, oh, I didn't know you knew how to do double turns. Like, Even kind of tongue-in-cheek stuff where you're like, that, okay.
Yeah, it's almost like a backhanded compliment, which we did do a podcast on, I'm pretty sure.
Right. And also just straight-up pickup lines. You know, a lot of times with instructors, even if they're being very playful to you, that is usually the biggest and most difficult thing as an instructor, is that I'm, and Leah the same way, very playful when we dance. We big smiles. Maybe we like do a little turn and there's like, you know, direct eye contact for a little bit longer, just to kind of, you know, work the musicality, work the move, you know, moving our body a little bit extra. But it's to be playful during that moment. It's not because we are hitting on you. And same sort of thing in reverse. You know, most instructors and most teachers, that is not the time that they want to be hit on or picked up on. It doesn't work. We're around hundreds and thousands of people constantly. What's going to make us remember you is a good quality dance, and we will remember you. I will never pay attention to the person that makes me feel uncomfortable, that gives me sleazy pickup lines, or that tries to do crazy combos where I just feel like I have whiplash at the end of it. Because that person, I'm going to instantly push them out of my mind so that I can move on to having more enjoyable dances.
Absolutely. I agree.
Right?
Yep. I'm going to kind of piggyback off this like little subject too. It's also not a good idea while you're dancing with an instructor to then ask them to teach you. You know what I mean? Like, this is the time where you are there to dance with them. Mm. You're not paying them extra for their services. You know what I mean? Like, this is the time to practice what you know, not learn something in like a private lesson on a social dance floor.
Yeah, that is the rudest thing you can do for an instructor. Do not do it. You're more than welcome to off the floor schedule a private lesson with them,
yes,
or go to their class and during the class ask questions. But to use them to try to get a little one-on-one time and attention on the dance floor, not okay.
The worst line. And it's like halfway a pickup line and halfway like a serious thing when they go, oh, so like you're the instructor, so teach me something. No, I'm okay. I don't want to do that.
Yep. No, thank you.
Nope. And that's when I'll always say, well, you're the leader. I'm going to follow exactly what you're going to lead. Right. And that's, so if you've ever said that, just know that that's how I'm going to address you, you know, because
it's just professional.
It is.
It's, you know, we also have another podcast coming up, another episode, coming up. We'll be talking about professionalism and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But as an instructor, it's extremely important that we are extra respectful of boundaries and the things that we say and do. So there is no wiggle room for that. So you will always get kind of a very professional response from us. So just remember that.
Yes.
A really good way, my favorite way for someone to ask for a dance is, instead of coming up and pulling at me or, hey, you know, can you dance now? What about now? You know, I want to dance now. You know, are you still eating? Are you still sitting out? Or, you know, comment. Instead, just say, I've seen you have a lot of dances. I'd like to dance with you too. So maybe you could find me later when you've rested.
That's lovely.
It's so lovely, because what it shows is that, one, you've been paying attention, that your instructor, if they've done dance after dance after dance after dance, they're a hot commodity, they're in high demand, and if they're constantly dancing and they want to get off the floor for a minute to rest, to get a drink of water, to use the restroom, to wash their hands, because we do that frequently just for good practice. Yeah. You know, to then instantly grab them again, or for me, for example, someone instantly grabs me again, it shows that they're not paying attention to me and what I'm doing. And therefore, I know that that dance is not going to be very good because they're not mindful already of my own self and my own body.
That was beautifully said. You know what I mean? Like, just, yes, be mindful, pay attention, respect that person that you're about to dance with.
Exactly. So again, I'm going to say the key words that you want to say, and that is, I've seen you've had a lot of dances. I would like to dance with you too, so maybe you could find me later once you've rested. Because the thing is, somebody that says that to me, I will absolutely go find them later.
Yeah.
I will absolutely make sure that we dance before they leave.
I'll make it a point.
Yes. And that goes back to the example of, if a teacher says no to you, sometimes it's because they are waiting to dance with someone else, because somebody else has shown them a lot of respect and they want to make sure that they have time to dance with that person. So if you want to be that person that the instructor is looking for, then I encourage you to really pay attention to what's going on around them, so that you can make sure that you integrate yourself properly, so you can both have a really fantastic dance. Because I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite dances of the night.
Oh, yeah.
And you really want it to be that partner's, whether it's your teacher, your coach, or a random dancer. You want it to be theirs too.
Yep. Agreed.
So those are our main tips for dancing with the teacher / coach / instructor.
Yes.
We will be back next week with a lot more fun and top 5 tips and ways to do everything better, cooler, faster. We love you guys.
Love
and
you.
We will talk to you very soon. If you have any questions, you can email us directly at thesocialcodepodcast.com. There's a little link in there that you can message us directly. Also, if you want to check out our Instagram, which is the.socialcode. And you can also just comment on any of the pictures below, and we will see that. And we would love to discuss what you want us to discuss.
Bye.
Bye.